Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually even got to the point now when somebody starts arguing with me, prove your facts. I go, now.
All right, what do you say to that?
He didn't prove yours. Mine you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC. Nothing.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. It's a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. And, you know, I use Fridays as a way to sum up the week, sum up some of the stories that we couldn't finish or didn't get to. And, again, this has been a crazy week. And if you want proof positive that the man who said in a very short time we're going to fundamentally change the U.S. of A. Remember Barack Obama saying that? And everybody thought we were in for a new era, that the prosperity was coming. You know, the joke was he was going to part the Red Sea again. He was the third coming. And that wasn't so true, was it? I know some of you just love him to death. But that wasn't so true, was it? Joe Biden makes him look like a Boy Scout loving American. Biden comes in. I want you to think about many, many, many of the decisions that he's made that are hurting us, not helping us, driving the price of food up, making it harder to get jobs. You saw the job numbers. I don't know if anybody was really paying attention to those job numbers and the breakdown. Anybody ever think about asking for the breakdown of the job numbers? Let me tell you what. I know it's not going to shock you at all. But the claim is that, or the information, is that over 20% of those jobs have gone to illegal aliens. Now, I know some of you just spit something out of your nose and go, you're just saying that. No, actually, I'm not. The Bureau of Labor Statistics, and they kind of hide these things in the way they put them out there. I think it was 11 or 12% are from non-residents or they're here with a green card, so that we know them, we know they're here, we know we're taking taxes out of paycheck. But what about the American citizen? What about the Americans looking for a job, right? And you all say that they're doing jobs, as I heard today from someone that I have a lot of respect for, that they're doing jobs. We've heard this forever. They're doing the jobs that Americans won't do. Well, let me tell you what. That's not true either. Now, I will say this. Some of you moms need to forgive me. The teens are not taking the jobs like they used to. All right? And I don't know, from what I've seen, some of the parents who just give their kids a pass all the time. I have to stop and say to myself, okay, why wouldn't a teen want a job? If mommy and daddy are paying his food, paying for his clothes, paying for his phone, paying for his gas, paying for his car, and in some cases they don't even have either. A lot of young males don't even go get their driver's license anymore. It's too much of a hassle. But if mommy and daddy are paying for all that stuff, why do you need to go anywhere? I remember at 18 years, well, first of all, I couldn't wait to get out of the house. Not that I lived in a bad home, but I wanted to be able to call the shots for me. It was all about me. I wanted to know about me. Okay? So I had a car at 16. I had my driver's license at 16. I had two jobs at 16. That doesn't make me any better than anybody else, but it was one of those things where I knew what I wanted. I knew what it was going to take to get it. I really hadn't thought about moving out totally at that point, but I was working on it. But I had to have this other stuff in place and know that I had my job, know that I had money coming in so I could pay my darn rent. And the minute I had that settled and could do it, I moved out. And again, it had nothing to do with my parents or my house situation. I wanted to be independent. I wanted to take care of Joe. I wanted Joe to be responsible to Joe. All right? You don't see that as much. I'm not just talking about a little bit. I'm talking about a lot. You know, are you pushing your kids? This is where dads needed to step up. I know some of you are going to have a heart attack with this. I don't really care. But when you look at the statistics, you look at the numbers, you look at the studies, because you're all about science, right? Mom and dad had two distinct different roles. And dad's role was the one that kept pushing them. Pushing them to do better. Pushing them to do harder. A lot of times, and you find this out too when you own a business, a small business especially, some people don't have a lot of faith in themselves. And you can see it as a true boss, somebody's really paying attention. You can see it, and you push them in that direction. You push them to trust themselves. Right? And it's the same thing here. It's like you sit here with your kids, and you go, okay, I know what's slowing her down. I did it with my kids all the time. And for the most part, I'm sure they would tell you, I hated it at the time. I hated him at the time, but I'm glad he did it because I found my passion. And like right now, I fed them all in computers, right? That was my business. That's how I made my money. I went, long story, but I went from electrician to doing computers. And I fed my family and I paid my bills as a computer guy, having a small computer company. And I never drug them into it, ever. So they could decide what they want to do. And every one of them has a different profession that has absolutely nothing to do with computers today. And every one of them talk about, whether they're going to give me credit for it or not, every one of them talk about their work ethic and about what their responsibilities are to themselves and their families. That's what we need more of. Joe Messina, your host. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Would it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Hi, Peter Picaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. ParanormalDate.com. And use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has Joe.
Joe?
Joe. The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain... I don't know what.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. For some of you who are watching, you know, I don't know, some of you new to the show, go to JoeMessina.com, JoeMessina.com. You can watch live, listen live. You can do a whole bunch of stuff up there, even read our stories. The if some of you can see this, hope you can. I got my Trump 2024 coffee mug. No, travel mug, I guess they call them. And the reason I love it so much is I love the way people look at you. when you have, you know, your coffee in there. And they look at you as if to say, really? Look, I'm sorry. Do I think he's the most upright person of integrity on the planet? No. I don't. And if you're a Democrat and you think that Joe Biden is the most upright person of integrity who doesn't lie, I would say you need care. Psychiatric care, to be honest. Now, if you honestly want to say, look, I dislike Trump so much, I don't care whether Biden's got all his faculties working, and I don't think he makes the best of decisions, then I got respect for you again. That's fine. I may not agree with you. I don't agree you're even looking at it the right way, but the bottom line with it is, at least you're being honest about why you did what you did. And I don't know if you saw this, Dwayne The Rock Johnson, he's withdrawn his political support for Joe Biden. He's not going to raise money for him or anything at this point. And now he says he regrets endorsing Biden in 2020. I think if more people knew the truth about the Biden family, I think if more people knew what was going on with the laptop, right, and what was going on with Joe. I mean, they've been corrupt, and not just corrupt. I wish people would be honest about this part of it, too. Joe Biden is probably one of the most racist presidents that we've had, in line with, and do your own homework, I'm not going to do it for you, LBJ and Jimmy Carter. And if you don't believe me, you know what? You need to do a little of your own research, because you're not going to believe me even if I tell you what it is. Even Jimmy Carter, I mean, my God, the man would not, when he was on a school board, he wouldn't allocate the money for a high school for black kids, or colored kids as they were referred to at the time, because the high school was going to be built on the same side of the road as a white high school, and he was afraid that they were going to bump into each other. They were going to have to walk on the same sidewalks. And you guys see him as a god. I think it's hilarious. Joe Biden has got hours of racist comments, racist things that he's done, and you still hold him in high esteem. He's had millions of dollars. He's gained millions. But look at Kamala Harris. Has anybody decided to think about her? And I know it's hard. When she became VP, she was worth $3 million. And everybody gets excited about that. But here's the deal. If you live in California, and you got a decent salary, and you own a home, yeah, you're probably up, and you're probably a millionaire when you get done with what your house is worth, what you owe on it, and that kind of stuff. Low end millionaire, little case M. All right, but now she's worth well over $16 million. How does that happen on a job that pays $250,000 a year? What kind of investments are her and her husband making that have made that much money in 3 years? I mean, come on. Let's work this through. Let's see how honest you guys on the left can actually be. And don't say, yeah, but Trump. Let's just stick with the topic. Where's she getting her money? How has she made that much money in that short a period of time? Because if you tell me what the investments you're making, I'll take out a second on the house, I'll max it out and make the same investments. Seriously. So Dwayne Johnson now says, along with everyone else who supported Joe Biden, is complicit in the destruction of the U.S. today. When you see what's going on with unemployment, with inflation, I mean, Joe Biden wants to do away with natural gas stoves because somehow they made kids brain dead. Really? Johnson's been a vocal critic of former President Donald Trump. He was seen as part of a broader Hollywood contingent that hated Trump. Right? And they only supported Democrat candidates. Johnson claims to be a Republican. And listen, I'm one of those Republicans that doesn't always vote Republican. Because sometimes we have some really bad, lousy candidates. And I've actually voted for Democrats in the past. Yeah, deal with it. He demanded change in America and expressed solidarity with the Black Lives Matter movement, which was responsible. You know, think about what they didn't do. Listen, if Black Lives Matter really cared, really gave a darn about anything, and you don't see them moving much right now, why aren't they in Chicago en masse? Right? Why aren't they in Chicago begging blacks to stop shooting blacks, begging blacks to stop hurting each other? Why? I'll wait for the answer. Anyway, you don't have one, so I'm just going to move on. Our country is crippled. It's on its knees. It's begging to be heard, pleading for a change. Where is our compassionate leader? The leader who unifies and inspires our country. This is one of our most painful times in history when we need it the most. The leader who steps up and takes full accountability for our country, embraces every color in it. The leader who picks the country up off its knees and says, "You have my word. We got this. We can change. We can make it happen. Where are you?" Maybe one day we'll have a leader that will galvanize us, pull us together, and help us work together. This is what he wrote, what Johnson wrote. Now, in the interview, Johnson shared his current views of the state of the nation. He said, am I happy with the state of America right now? Well, that answer is flat out no. Do I believe that we're going to get better? I believe in that. I'm an optimistic guy, but I believe we can get better, but not the way we're going. He said, in thinking back on my previous endorsement, the endorsement that I made years ago with Biden was what I thought was the best decision for me at the time. However, I'm not going to do it again this year. I will not vote for him. I realize now that going into this election that I will not do that. My goal is to bring this country together. He said, I'll keep my politics to myself. Thank God. Finally, a celebrity who's figured out, I don't care what you think. I don't care who you're voting for. I don't care who you think is best for the job. Just act. That's what you do. That's what you get paid well for. Just keep acting. All right? The one place I don't agree with him on, he said, a lot of us out there, we don't trust all our politicians. He said, but I do trust the American people and whoever they vote for. Really? You just complained about the guy that supposedly the American people voted for. I think you're confused. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Engineering teams are extensively evaluating the aftermath of Friday's earthquake, described as the most powerful in a century.
Surveying our bridges, our roads, any area there could be a fault line that is not easily detectable to make sure that passengers on our rails as well as our commuters are safe.
New York Governor Kathy Hochul said fortunately there have been no reports of injury or damages. The U.S. currently has no intentions of conducting an independent inquiry into the deaths of seven aid workers from the World Central Kitchen in Gaza. John Kirby, White House National Security Council spokesman, said the administration is reviewing the findings of the investigation conducted by the Israeli government. According to a recent report from Microsoft, the Chinese government is running counterfeit social media profiles, posing as U.S. voters, and inquiring about their opinions on American political matters. John Schaefer, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel, he was
worried. I look around the room, and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
Welcome back to what I perceive as another session of sanity. Thanks for being with me. I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us here on the air. In the chat room, texting and tweeting, being part of the conversation, making you part of the solution. Right? When you get the information you need, not that hard. Actually, it's quite easy. So I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. You know, I did this. I wonder if I can play this again. To show you how afraid, though, the Democrat Party is of RFK Jr., which I'm sorry, guys, I just don't get it. I don't get why. I know there are Democrats that listen to the show. What are you afraid of? That's what I don't get it. What are you actually afraid of? You're afraid he's going to pull enough votes to hurt Joe Biden? Well, he probably will. But if Joe Biden's so popular and everything's so good, what's the issue, right? You got it covered, don't you? I got to ask. It ain't that hard. So if you really believe that Joe Biden's got the answers, he's got what's needed to make it happen. And this is a non-issue for all intents and purposes. So why not glean, if you would, for lack of a better term, sorry, why not glean from the stuff that Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is getting play on, is making some inroads with? People must believe somewhat. And remember, you know this isn't Republicans believing this stuff. If we get that square and straight, he's coming up with this stuff. I mean, and there are Republicans that like him. There are Republicans that like him, like his family, like what they've done over the years, whatever that what he's done is. But take a listen. I mean, this makes sense. Some of what he says actually, oh my God, makes sense. Here we go. Let's see if I can wind this puppy up. You know, it never works the first time, right?
Campaign.
now has $1.1 billion in its race. It's going to have $3 billion. It's double the biggest campaign in history. More is going to be spent on this presidential campaign. He's going to spend a lot of it trying to make sure I don't get on ballots. But when I was a kid, my father's Democratic Party and John Kennedy's Democratic Party was fighting to make sure every American had the right to vote.
Yeah!
Today's Democratic Party is trying to end our right to vote, your right to vote for me. They're trying to get me off the ballot in this state. They're spending millions and millions of dollars to do that. And then also, to slander, to lie. I mean, I was very happy today to see the protesters outside, and when our staff interviewed them, they said, yeah, we were all paid to be here. And their posters were all written by the same guy. One of them had a poster that said, shame on you, RFK, or stopping the COVID vaccine, which, by the way, I didn't do. Shame on you. And one of our staffers said, did you take the COVID vaccine? And he said, hell no. And they all said, yeah, we were paid to be here. We don't care. But I'm glad, because I'm glad that the DNC and the White House are finally are doing something to help poor people in this country.
All right, I got to give him credit. That was funny, lighthearted. He was able to make it happen, and it's so true. What he's saying about them is so true. Right? They don't like him. They don't want to give you the right to vote for him. They want to do something to bring him down. I think it's very sinister. Yeah, you heard me. I think it's very sinister that they won't give him Secret Service coverage. Are they hoping something bad happens to him? Do they care? Seriously. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5566, get involved, get engaged. You know, and truly, truly be, involved in the situation and the stuff going on around you, the things that you think are important and you need to fight for. And don't start off with, it's not going to make a difference. I'm not doing this, yada, yada, yada. No, don't do that. That's just not cool. You know what I mean? All right. Where am I here? Let's see. I got so many things I want to get to. So many stories I want to talk about. Let's see. What do I got? Oh, we were talking earlier about Jimmy Kimmel just losing his mind over the fact that Joe Biden is losing to Donald Trump in many of these key states, which means he's totally devoid, totally out of touch with the average person. He has to be. When you see that Donald Trump's popularity is rising in the black and Hispanic communities, these guys have got to be freaking out. They've got to be. In six of the seven top swing states, Trump is beating Joe Biden, and he's reversing Biden's 2020 success in Pennsylvania, Michigan, Georgia, and Arizona. He no longer has strongholds in those areas. You know, Pennsylvania, Trump 47% to Biden's 44. In Nevada, Trump's at 48%, Biden's at 44. In Michigan, Trump's at 48. I'd like to have him have bigger leads, but I'll take what I can get at this point. Now, if Biden truly is that popular and people are feeling the wind, these numbers should it be flipped. There would be a 10-point, 12-point, 15-point gap between Biden and Trump. North Carolina, Trump holds a 49% to Biden's 43. Arizona, 47 to 42. Wisconsin, 46 to 46. A dead heat there. And in Georgia, Trump is up by 1, 44 to 43. And I think you're going to see those numbers shift. Now, hopefully, I know. The big hopefully, I got it. But hopefully, at some point in time, people will start getting it. The message will start getting out. They'll really start understanding and knowing, you know, what's happening. I'm going to try to play this Jimmy Kimmel clip for you. Let's see what I can do with it. I'm going to try. Notice I said I'm going to try, right? Oh, God. Always fun. All right. And here we go.
NASA to create a standard of time for the moon. They're calling it coordinated lunar time. It would be recognized internationally. This sounds like a fake project Trump would have given Mike Pence to keep him busy. Mike.
This would be great if it wasn't true. It would be funny if it wasn't true.
They'll have moonlight saving time.
Right?
Angrily resetting the clocks on their moon microwave.
They're going to come up with a way.
Here on Earth, there were presidential primaries in four states yesterday. Biden and Trump won the ball. But Trump, somehow the ghost of Nikki Haley continues to plague Trump like an undigested chalupa. Haley got 13% of the Republican vote in New York. More than 20% of Republicans in Wisconsin didn't vote for Trump. But not only is he still the front runner, according to a new Wall Street Journal poll, Trump leads Biden in Arizona, Georgia, Michigan, Nevada, North Carolina, and Pennsylvania, all important states, which just gives me a headache. How could this be? I mean, he doesn't even lead in a poll of people who worked for him. His own former vice president said, I cannot in good conscience endorse Donald Trump. Here's what you should be paying attention to. His longtime former lawyer, Michael Cohen, says Donald's an idiot. His former defense secretary, Mark Esper, said, I think he's unfit for office.
Now, here's what I love about this. Why would he even bring up Cohen? A disgraced attorney. One that has been caught in a half a dozen lies. Why? Why would he do that? Because he's got no place else to go with it. This is how they keep coming back. I just get the biggest kick out of these things. And you want to, and here's the guy that he wants to back. Right? Joe Biden went to Baltimore on Friday. Funny how, you know, he made it there, right? Couldn't make it to any of the other disasters in any quick time. But he made it there. We'll talk more about that when we return. You're listening to Joe Mazzini Show. Be back in a few.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Thoughts of others screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying television.
I know you were tapping your feet, dancing and having you a good time. Joe, I'm your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time you're spending with us here on the air, in the chat room, and texting and tweeting. Like I said, smarter people than I in the chat room. You know, I mean, seriously. I just really appreciate the time that you guys are paying attention, you're responding. You can always send me an email, joe@joemessina.com, joe@joemessina.com. All right. Let me see. This one just burned my buns. Because you know how I feel about this stuff. You can never let the progressive left win. Never. Or I should say, the woke left. I'll put it that way. How's that? All right? An American woman soccer player recently apologized for sharing Christian content on social media. You hearing this? For sharing Christian content on her social media. Why would you do that? Are you embarrassed at what she said? I don't understand. She received the criticism from Megan Rapinoe, who deemed the post hateful to the LGBTQ community. Corbin Albert, who previously attended the University of Notre Dame before playing professional soccer, got widespread attention for reposting a video showing a young man with an intellectual disability speaking during a church sermon about stopping his gender transition process. The person talked about his struggles with homosexuality and feeling transgender, and he said that in the video, which resurfaced last week, all right, so he's talking about God. He's giving his testimony about God, talking about how God helped him in his situation, and somehow that's hateful? Really? Albert also caught flack for other resurfaced posts over 2023, 4th of July weekend. Albert can be seen in a video with her family stating their pronouns are USA. She's also liked a meme that read, God taking time off for performing miracles to make sure that Megan Rapinoe sprains her ankle in her final ever game. The video meme has reportedly been deleted since they were initially posted last year. Now, Rapinoe harshly criticized a 20-year-old soccer player on Thursday without explicitly naming Albert. Right, later on, she told a sports journal who it was. For people who want to hide behind my beliefs, I would just ask one question. Are you making any type of space safer and more inclusive? Now, I don't know what she means by her beliefs, because if Rapinoe's a Christian, and I know a lot of Christians find this uncomfortable and distasteful, I'd like her to refute scripture that specifically talks to the LGBTQ+IA21 community. We're never called to hate. We're called to hate evil. Right? But we're never called to hate a person. We're actually called to love our enemies. And I like how we've allowed them. See, this is what I've always said when people get upset. They go, look, Christians, you need to step up. You need to learn what your book says. And you need to be able to refute these things and support women like her. But you allow it to happen because you're ignorant to what your own word says. You're ignorant to what the God who you say you worship and follow says. And don't give me that line where we're not supposed to judge. You need to read the context of what that is. And I'm not going to remind you every time I speak to it. 38-year-old former soccer player then claimed transgender youth are committing suicide due to hate, which she alleged Albert was perpetrating. This is another myth that's been totally debunked over the years. But nobody wants to talk about that either. Because if you aren't all you believe in is hate, and kids are literally killing themselves because of this hate, wake the blank up. Now, again, as you have seen, even over the last few days, right, the studies from Sweden, the studies from Finland, the studies from the UK, the study, showing that this is wrong, this is horribly wrong what we're doing to these kids. Their words, not mine, in the study that said, this is nothing more than a fad, and these kids, over 90% of these kids, if left alone, and I don't mean alone in the room to be miserable, I meant if they get the help they need, truly the help they need, they will revert back. They will revert out of this. The two-time FIFA Women's World Cup winner and social justice activist received support from several of her former teammates, including but I don't even want to use their names. All of the players either shared or interacted with Rapinoe's story in some way. And yet, knowing what sports are like, knowing why we have different sports for male and females, knowing why Title IX came about, they still want to tell you there's no difference. That the frame and the structure doesn't make a difference. Doesn't make any sense. I mean, it absolutely, in no way, shape, manner, or form, makes any sense. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, truly be. Truly be part of the conversation. There's no way around it. Right? Once you get informed, once you get engaged, once you truly know what's happening, there is no way around it. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. All right, Joey B., I started this before, then I got sidetracked, as usual. So Joey B. has decided to tell another story, another Joey B. story. Biden on Friday traveled to Baltimore. He delivered remarks after, you know, he participated in an aerial tour of the collapsed Francis Scott Key Bridge. Would you love to have been on that helicopter ride with him? Him and Jill. Yeah. Anyway, I could have a lot of fun with that, but I'm going to leave it alone. Maryland Governor Wes Moore, Commandant of the United States Coast Guard Admiral Linda Fagan, and Chief of Engineers and Commanding General of the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, Lieutenant General Scott Spellman. Baltimore Key, the Key Bridge collapsed, as you know, when the container ship hit it. And there's all kinds of thoughts around that as well. Several people who were working on the Baltimore Bridge at the time it collapsed also perished. You know, if they ever find out that this was a setup, that this was something done for whatever nefarious reason, every one of the people involved, every one of the people who knew about it, should be tried for murder, period. Now, Biden opened up with his remarks in Baltimore by claiming the Biden family goes all the way back to being watermen in the Bay more than 175 years ago. This guy's got so many stories. And they overlap with each other, and none of them make any sense. By the way, folks, he said, I say to my dad, Dad, they mispronounced Baltimore. The Biden family goes all the way back to being watermen in the day for a long, long time, back in the mid-1800s. And he was slurring. You couldn't understand what he was going to say. And as he shuffled away from the lectern, they had to point him in a direction. He didn't know where he was going. We're seeing this happen more and more and more, where somebody basically has to take the old man by his hand and walk him off stage. Who else have you ever seen do that? They have to have bunny characters around him to keep him from making a total person of himself. I'll be nice. Just amazing. 855-ROAD-SHOW, 855-732-5563. Okay, yeah. And justice for all. A Washington jury, D.C. jury, convicted Rebecca Laverns of Falcon, Colorado. She's known on social media as the J6 Praying Grandma. No. She was convicted of four federal misdemeanor charges Thursday related to her participation in January 6, 2021 incursion. The 71-year-old faces up to a year in prison and more than $200,000 in fines. Now, according to federal court documents, her crimes were entering and remaining in a restricted building or grounds, disorderly conduct in a restricted area, disorderly conduct in the Capitol building, parading, demonstrating, or picketing in the Capitol. Federal prosecutors said that in the court filing that the cell phone data and the video footage showed Laverne entered the Capitol at approximately 2:43 on January 6th. That was about 90 minutes after the conclusion of then-President Donald Trump's speech. See, they're trying to tie the fact that she went there because he told her to go there. Right? She then walked into the Capitol Rotunda, exited the building at approximately 2:53. So she was in the Capitol for 10 minutes by herself. They did not accuse her of engaging in violence or even destroying any property. Don't you love it? You know what she did when she was in there for 10 minutes? Come on. She prayed. No, really, she prayed. She went in there. They have video of the woman in the corner praying. Are we for real? I've got video. I mean, we're on radio, so you're going to have a heck of a time seeing it. But I got video of other people disrupting these proceedings, and nothing happened to them. Because whose side were they on? Anyway, Joe Bacino, your host. God bless, guys. Have a great weekend. Don't do anything stupid. I want you back here on Monday with me. Have a great weekend.